Hey friends.
How's it going?
So today we are going to share with you an engagement session that we just shot with Rebecca and Dan.
Mm-hmm. And it was this past weekend, which feels crazy to think about because I feel like so much has happened recently and it's already October. It's just like all the things.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Lore Photography.
Good job.
Thanks.
All the things.
Yeah.
All we have been very busy.
We have.
Fall is always super popular time to do engagement pictures, family pictures, weddings.
So mini sessions.
So we're just cramming it in, friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was really nice to be able to spend the evening with Rebecca and Dan.
Yeah. Rebecca and Dan, we actually first met pre-coronavirus. We sat like at a restaurant
without masks
and had a conversation and drank a beer
like normal people.
Yeah,
used
like
to.
We've
known them for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was great to be able to see them again. We love engagement sessions to be able to get to know our couples a little bit better and spend some more time with them.
Yeah.
So it was good after so long of not being able to sit with them and be face-to-face to go have their engagement session.
Yeah.
So Rebecca really wanted to do her engagement session at 23rd and Main because it was where they had their first date.
Yeah.
Which I think is so sweet. It just made it super personal and unique to them.
Yeah. 23rd and Main is this really awesome restaurant just north of the city. And they have this great wall mural painting outside their
graphic
building. They're like on the corner of the street. So they have this giant brick wall that's empty. And they have their nice logo on there. So we started there, which was a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was across the street and yelling at them through traffic, it was still a perfect spot to start with before we went inside where they actually had their first date.
Yeah. And actually, Dan is hysterical.
He is.
And Dan's one of the hilarious things that we tell all of our couples at the very beginning of the session is, don't look at Michael's camera. Look at me. I'm the first shooter for engagement sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dan kept calling Michael number two.
Yeah. Or the second.
It was hysterical.
Yeah.
I was like, am I allowed to call him that?
Yeah.
He said no.
No.
But
it's just Dan and I. We have a thing now.
Oh, so, yeah. Inside joke.
That's right.
Obviously. But so then we were able to go inside. Side 23rd and Main, it was before their dinner hour, and they actually let us in to take a few pictures inside, which was really cool to actually be in the exact spot of their first date.
Yeah. And then 23rd and Main also has this little patio outside the back where we took a few extra ones, and Rebecca and Dan just must have felt like they were on show the whole time because
they were
more than just this location. There were people around just kind of watching them, but they crushed it.
Yes, absolutely. And then after 23rd and Main, we headed to Main Street Station.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca wanted a couple like iconic Richmond spots, and you know, Main Street Station is definitely one of those.
Yeah.
So we contacted the venue owner or the venue coordinator at Main Street Station, and she let us go into the building, which we've never shot inside before, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And blocked off some time for us to be able to do that. So we shot with their just like really cool architecture, and then actually also in the back in their event space of like the old train station.
Yeah.
So that
with all
was
the
fun.
Glasses, the beautiful part. Super fun.
The
pretty,
pretty
part.
Area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, people were sitting waiting for their trains just watching
again.
Rebecca and Dan. Dan was a trooper.
He
killed it.
Yeah.
And then to continue on with iconic Richmond spots, we went to the Teapot Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a good evening to go to the Teapot Bridge because we had the flexibility of being able to shoot either side of the bridge. It was overcast. It wasn't like the best weather, so there wasn't a lot of people on the bridge as well. Just even if you don't get the sun on Teapot Bridge, having less people and being able to shoot any side you want, huge bonus.
Overcast to have for the win.
Yeah.
So that was really pretty, and we got some of my favorite shots.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved being able to shoot indoors. I think it's really cool to like shoot in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
But we're outdoor photographers.
We do.
I love some natural light. Okay.
I think the 23rd and Main wall when we were outside
that
rivals the evening.
Yeah.
You
know. The outdoors.
Yeah. We're outdoorsy people. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Outdoorsy in that we like sun.
Like taking photos outside. Yeah. That's us.
Not like campy outdoorsy.
No. Well, we are campy. We just haven't been camping in a while. I'm blaming that on coronavirus too.
Okay, sure. In fact, now would be like a perfect time to camp.
It probably would.
Of all the things that you can do during coronavirus, camping's probably like one of the ones that are acceptable. Yeah,
I bet they closed a bunch of campgrounds down though.
Okay,
a bunch of stuff.
Here's Michael's making excuses. We digress. So, anyways, enjoy a few of our favorites from this session. We love y'all, Rebecca and Dan.
Congrats, you guys. Yeah.